Okay, State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer here on this September 1st, 2022. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest around K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, home to the Kansas State University. Eddie Greer on this hot 1st of September. Cannot believe it. September already in 2022 and history made. This is the postcast edition coming from Soccer Department. K-State women's soccer, and they get out of the road trip 2-1 and coming home Sunday. Well, coming home later tonight, but they'll be back at home Sunday to take on another Big Ten opponent in Purdue. But history was made this afternoon in the courtesy of this girl that I've been calling out on this podcast. Where has Marissa Weichel been? I've been calling her Wetchel. But it's Weichel, and we found her, folks. We found her, K-State Nation. She scored the 100th goal in K-State soccer history. History made on the road in Ogden, Utah. She put it down late in the first half, and that's all. Does this sound familiar? And that's all K-State needed, 1-0. This has been a theme in K-State women's soccer so far here in 2022 there. Big win. For much needed win for this women's soccer team after losing to UTSA the other day last weekend, and they move up in the win column now to 2-2-1 on the season when they dropped Weber State, still winless, 0-4 on the year. 23 yards out deep center, Weichel put it down for the assist. I believe went to I can't think of who did that. At the moment in time there, it doesn't say. I know the assist went somewhere there. I can't remember who it was there as well. But there's a couple of notes here as well here. Weichel's left-footed attempt there. Actually, there was a second attempt in that 100th goal as well. She put it in, tried to put it in for the left foot, couldn't do it there. And then eventually had a second chance and put it down. And the other side of the goal as well there as well. Weichel's been coming off the bench and to start off the year there. This was the first time, actually the first time this year that she came off the bench. And so we haven't heard much of Weichel after last year leading all K-State scorers with 9 goals last year as well. She was the first K-State substitute to score in a goal this season, following Porter List last year against Texas Rio Grande last year. As well, K-State used pretty much 99% of the roster there, 21 out of 22 players that traveled to Utah, dominated play in the second half, building it a 10-2 shot advantage, and pretty much controlling possession for majority of the second 45 minutes in this game. So this has been a theme, and you're probably tired of hearing me saying this, but hey, it's right there. If you saw this on ESPN Plus, the Big 12 Now, ESPN Plus there. K-State, since the opening game, they have outshot their opponents at least. I can't do the math right now, but if I were to say the estimate, they're probably about at least over 50 shots to about 25. So double the ratio of the opposing opponent that K-State has played in these first five games of the year. But yet they have found a way to hold on. And I'm telling you, K-State's defense has been the story of the 2022 campaign. Again, a bounce here, a bounce there. And K-State could easily be without that tie sitting there. Possibly at 3-2, at no later than that. So they had Northwestern on the ropes before Northwestern scored goals within 10 minutes of each other. 10 minutes of each other in that opening game there. As well, Elena Wehrmeyer. Just had 2 saves, because that's easy, because when you're constantly on the attack, if you're K-State, you're constantly on the attack, well, you're going to have an easy night behind the goal, and that's what Elena Meyer took care of business there as well. K-State now is 1-1-1 all time against Big Sky Conference opponents there as well, and after a loss last year to Weber State, they end up evening up that win, call it 1-1 as well. And it completes the 2-1 road trip there, which included 2 Texas teams there from last week. And K-State also improving the win column in the month of September now. 13, 25, and 5 all time in the month of September. They can have a chance to improve that some more later on this weekend when host Missouri, when host Purdue, Big Ten opponent, comes in to Manhattan as well. Michael, 7th career goal at K-State. And I said 9. I got to go back and correct myself on that. 7th career goal at K-State there. 2 points for the season from Marissa Weichel there, which put her into a tie for 5th in school history now. Points with 15 points there. It's been a Weichel day in here in Utah today. Marissa Weichel day and K-State 100th career goal day, folks, as that 100th goal was enough to outlast Weber State 1-0. Mike DiBiase in a post-game presser here, using that depth. Quote, that's extremely important when we're on the road for the third straight game and playing in some elevation. We had to manage the game the way we did today in a way to get the most out of our players. We had to keep the legs fresh, and we did, and we had to keep our movement fresh, and that's what we did today. And on the historical goal, quote, DiBiase, it's another milestone for this program, and we're growing. We need to be proud of that. It's definitely an honor for our program, but we have a lot more work to do. Yes, you do. And we got to hear from Marissa Weichel today, senior forward who put it down. Quote, I knew Maddie was going to try to shoot the ball, and I was honestly just kind of watching the keeper and seeing what she was doing. And right when Maddie shot it, I knew there was a chance she might bobble it. I knew I had to go once Maddie shot the ball. It was cool. We've never had a sister-sister goal yet. So that's big right there. A little bit of bonus right there. Weichel action there as well. And, of course, 1 o'clock this Sunday, following a day after the K-State football team opens their football season against South Dakota, Big Ten Purdue comes in the Boozer Family Park at 1 Central Time there as well. For more information, go check out. I believe, check out kstatesports.com for more details on that. I believe general admission ticket is $3 if they show their football ticket from the South Dakota game on Saturday. So, once again, that's how you get it kick-started, baby. Volleyball doing their thing, taking three of four from Syracuse in that same time frame. More on that on the volleyball podcast, postcast. And then a much-needed big win against Weber State there. Marissa Weichel ringing in goal 100 for K-State soccer. And on top of that, a big win. Now you're coming home 2-2-1 now, and a chance to build on that some more. Like DiBiase says, still a lot of work to do. There's always plenty to do with this team. So hopefully they can use that momentum and try to get this Big 10 game on Sunday afternoon. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, if you're new to the show, welcome on board. A lot of content coming from this podcast from here throughout the weekend as well, including more volleyball coverage as we try to cover all three of those games. And we'll have the postcast of the South Dakota game early next week to the additional weekly edition of the Purple Project as well. So if you're a K-State fan, you love your K-State Wildcats, add this podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater, whether you're a student, a big alum, or you're just a big Wildcat Purple fan in general as well. Cats coming home, the women's soccer team coming home a winner. 1-0 there. 100 double. 100. It's been a long day, folks. K-State scores goal 100 in school history. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.